it's been a complete like new lesson in boundaries when it comes to motherhood. And I think, you know, the early postpartum period is such a like super sensitive time. And I didn't realize the boldness of some people where they don't really understand and or remember how incredibly sensitive the mother is during that time. So it's like I really had to be clear with myself, with Sean, and with family and some friends where it's like either I'm not available, like can't see the baby, and or I'm just not feeling it. A lot of people want to like take care of the baby when really it's like I just want to be with the baby and I would really appreciate help type of thing in those early days. So I just had to get to know that. And like, I wasn't mad at other people, but I knew, and I would talk to my therapist about this. I would talk to God about this, where I'm like, I know this is my lesson. Like I gotta use my voice.
Yeah.
But it was also that balance of like, I don't have the energy and I don't want to have to do that.
I know. Can't you read my mind?
Yeah. Can't you just read my mind?
Can't you read my mind?
And in moments, like Sean was really good and advocated for me and like spoke for me, which was nice because I was just so in that experience with the baby. But as I've come out of it, I have definitely been able to use my voice mm-hmm. more and or just get curious with people, like be mm-hmm. able to ask more direct questions when I feel like boundaries are a little mm-hmm. bit blurred. And then also like having to, I don't know if this is a boundary, but like really kind of loosen the grip on that as well. Like at the same time where I'm like, I need to have boundaries. And also, do I want to be, am I more stressed out by the boundaries? Mm-hmm. Or is this moment and or experience a call for me to like relax in to maybe this new experience?
Yeah.
Because I'm now aware of how my energy could be experienced by my child.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, it depends. It's like completely circumstantial where it's like sometimes the boundary is the best for me and the baby and the family. But sometimes my boundary is me trying to control a situation because this is completely new and I'm experiencing anxiety.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like being so in tune in those moments where I can tap in and really understand like, this is my anxiety actually driving mm-hmm. this whole thing. And does me creating a boundary just soothe that anxiety or is it actually like healthy for me and those around me? So yeah, it's been a dance. I'm like just getting to know that. And it feels like a, like you think you know boundaries and then like
totally,
it's a whole other like layer.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to the party. That's a boundary.
Yeah.
You're like, someone is going to hold my child. And like, yeah, it's like a totally different game.
Yeah. It's a different experience. But another piece of the inner glow up that I feel like that you mentioned and I've experienced in a different way, but just this letting go of this hyperfixation mm-hmm. on how I look.
That's aging, dude. I swear to God, it just gets better.
It's just, it's really interesting. And I didn't expect it because I expected going into this period after having a baby where I'm going to be like, okay, Lens, like your body's different. Like, how are you going to feel just having like a whole, you know, pre-experience to the experience. And then your life is so consumed by your role as a mother and this child that I really don't have time mm-hmm. to worry too much, which is nice. And I also don't have time to even like get ready. So a lot of my aesthetic is actually hilarious to me.
It's a vibe.
It's a whole vibe. So like when we're dressed up for like a studio day, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, you're like, I'm stunning.
I know, I was like, I'm gorgeous. Yeah. But it's actually been such a relief. Mm-hmm. Like I'm so relieved not to have that hyperfixation anymore because I don't think it was unhealthy by any means. Like I felt really good in my body mm-hmm. before baby. I felt like, yeah, I mean, you know me. I was in like fucking crop tops everywhere I went. Like da da da.
Had the abs out.
And I loved that. And it also made me kind of fixate on like what I was bringing to every moment, which was like partly my body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually kind of a relief to not be thinking about that.
Yeah.
And then have what's really important, which is kind of like this inner feeling of confidence and peace. And also like my husband reflect to me like how he feels about mm-hmm. like my body and or my beauty. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's actually, it does matter to me.
Yeah, of course.
And for him to like say that and see that in a season where I'm looking like I'm flipped upside down, like everywhere I go is really nice, mm-hmm. you know, because I don't want to ever be in that place again where I'm like prioritizing what I look like over how I feel
yes.
or, you know, the needs of myself and or my family. So it's, yeah, it's a recalibration of yeah. that whole relationship with the body and beauty. Not to say that I don't love a good, you know,
yeah,
look.
Love a good look.
I love a good look.
I think a last thing for me with the inner is energetically just recognizing that so much of what I would take on before isn't even mine.
Yeah.
So like, just like in moments, I'm like, oh, that's not mine. Like if, you know, I'm with someone, if I notice they're like projecting a little bit or they're a little funky mm. or they're a little off, I'm like, oh, that's not mine. Because I think so often people process and are actually so anxious and overworked about other people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, even I'll notice in my family, there's so many family dynamics things going on. And it's like, I'm just like, okay, that's also not mine. Like all I can do in this moment is control what I'm going to do. I can't control anyone else's trauma, their processing, their journey, their choices. And I think people hold so much energy for other people and other people's experiences in their body and in their field.
Yeah.
It's like if you are just only in your experience and only in your field, and when you're interacting with someone, obviously sharing energy and being in that experience itself, but not taking on so much of other people's and not overwhelming yourself with other people's lives and their problems.
Yes.
Like as codependents, so many times people do that. It's like their whole life is consumed with everyone in their network and their family and their community, what's mm-hmm. going on with them. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean you don't care for people, but like you can only care for people if you're resourced enough.
Yeah.
So often, end of every day, I release all energy back to anyone that I've interacted with. I take on no energy but my own. I restore myself back to my own essence and my frequency. And even in moments where I'm with someone, I'm like, even if someone's like emoting something or going through something, I just remind myself like I can be there for them and be loving, but it's not mine.
Yes.
Like it's not mine to hold. It's not yeah. mine to process. There's nothing for me to do with it. And it's allowed like a lightness in my field and a truth in my field that I think I was missing before, where I was just like so caught up in like loop patterns and like processing things for people, processing things for myself, processing things for my partner, processing things about our relationship. Like it was just so yeah. much holding and unsure and like stress that I had internally
yeah.
that I think was visible externally.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a part of me that is like a fixer and likes to just like be like have a solution for yeah. people. So like when people come to me and want to either vent or have a problem, it's like, I'm like the therapist.
Yeah.
But they didn't
yeah.
ask me to be the therapist. Yeah. And I find that like, I'm very drained after.
Totally.
Because it's not really what that conversation is for. Mm. And that's not why I'm there.
Yeah.
Like to your point, it's like I can be loving, I can bear witness, but yeah. I don't need to take on and yes. I don't need to take responsibility.
Yeah,